Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Oh my gosh, it's getting exciting, isn't it? Well, for me anyway. It's not that I'm counting the days till the vacation begins, but I'm counting the days until the vacation begins. It's going to be soon. That means we're changing one or two things. We get closer and closer to vacation. So the presentation of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor will not take place on the final Friday of this month, December. It will instead take place 1 week from tomorrow. Okay? Make sure you're here for it, because the honoree this month is somebody you know. I'm not going to give you any more details, but I'm simply going to say, if you have been in Central Virginia for a few years, then this particular honoree is someone you already know. And you are going to be amazed at this particular honoree's professional journey and accomplishments. It is just stellar. So excited about it. And I should give Jeremy the heads up. Jeremy will do it right here live. I have already got our January and February honorees picked out, so it takes a little bit of pressure off. Now, I still want your nominations. Please continue to send them. Continue to email me. I need them. We always have a tough process going through those that come in because everybody's so good, but we do have the next couple of months set, which is a nice place to be, because when I first started this thing 8-9 years ago, I couldn't get anybody to return my phone calls or emails. Honest to goodness, I would call chiefs and sheriffs, and they'd be like, "Nah, thanks, no." Or what are you talking about? What's the agenda? What's the hook? What's the trick? What's the angle? It's like, well, nothing, boss. I just, 1,000 years ago, did the job, and just want to shine a light on men and women who still go out there and do the job. That's all. So I'm very happy to say we now have a... The problem is trying to honor as many people as we have. What else can I say? We will also do continual special music. You've been hearing some of it. I'm playing all of our great Hanukkah tunes. And then when that song is over, we'll play some of the great Christmas songs. And Germ, we've made a decision here. It can't just be the lounge stuff. No, we need some more recognizable... more recognizable stuff. Everything fundamentally except Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, because I've learned to hate it. And the Talking Donkey song, or the the hippopotamus song. It seems to be something with animals. With the exception of Rudolph, I don't know if I want animals in my Christmas tunes. Maybe that's what the problem is. But a good Grinch number would be okay. I wouldn't mind that at all. Only about a week left if you are thinking about getting a bracelet from my pal Emily Morrissey. Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. You know, Emily donates a beautiful thin blue line bracelet every month for our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. You've only got 1 week left to get your order in to make sure you've got it in time for Christmas. And make no mistake, it is perfect, absolutely perfect to put in a stocking. Just gorgeous stuff. Ammo and magazines, also perfect for your stocking stuffers, available at New American Arms. Go see my friend Tony over there. New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Interesting things that have developed. I'm just going to kind of sort of leave it at that, except, well, all right, I'll give you a detail or two. I am looking at, as we speak, the fact that Kamala Harris is going to do a date at the Altria Theater. I just think it's hysterical. I really do. Will it be a sellout? Who knows? Am I going to go? No, absolutely not. I wouldn't think about going, period, end of story. I think that her ego is so out of whack. You heard what she said, right? We did that yesterday. That there's going to be a statue of her, a bust of her inside the U.S. Capitol someday. She is a major figure. And I'm thinking, I think you're more of a footnote. I really do. I think you're kind of the asterisk mention. It's like ball players, right? Isn't there a... When you talk about, as an example, we just came through, what, Hall of Fame for baseball? And there's still questions about this guy, that guy, what did he use? Is there performance enhancing this, performance enhancing that? Is the equipment different, right? And then you've got a couple of these guys that have the proverbial asterisk next to their name. That's what it's going to be, I believe, with Kamala Harris. A vice president with exactly zero visible accomplishments and a terribly failed candidate for president of the United States, who was chosen by party bosses again, even though others had actually gotten votes in the primaries. It's crazy. I got a great note here I've got to share with you. It comes from my good buddy, Dr. Boyd. Great guy. Really just a great guy. He says, Jeff, your commentary on nationalized health care in Canada and Great Britain is not hyperbole. I remember your British guest, Pete, from his appearance on In the Garage with Stan Andruski. He posed a riddle for us. Why do the British drive on the left side of the road? I was excited to call him because I had read about this phenomenon. I dredged up my courage. I called with what Pete admitted was the right answer. Knights carried their lances on the right, so they had to be on the left side in order to impale their opponents or knock them off their mounts in some cases. I added that no provision was made for lefties because they were deemed defective and exterminated forthwith. Pete chuckled and chided you that your caller should leave the humor to me, although he's right. On the matter of medical and surgical care in the UK and Canada, I can add two supportive anecdotes, Jeff. As you might recall, I trained at Mass General Hospital. Several of my fellow residents were sent to practice after residency at the William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. I asked, what's the attraction? They all said the draw was high salaries. Turns out that the Canadians, tired of waiting 3 or 4 years for surgeries, found it appealing to cross the border into the U.S. Remember, Detroit is actually north of Canada. It's true. And they preferred to pay in cash for the procedures that they needed. After I moved to Virginia, I spent 15 years on the faculty of Eastern Virginia Medical School in Norfolk. We trained reconstructive urologists. One of them, a native Canadian and excellent surgeon, went back to practice in Toronto at one of Canada's purportedly finest hospitals. Later, I asked him how his cases were going. He admitted sheepishly that he hadn't been able to do any in his first 6 months of practice. He knew that the complex urethral reconstructions he had been trained to do took about 5 hours. But when he requested time in the OR, the surgical chief said the maximum length of time, the maximum block of time he could reserve was 4 hours. Big bureaucracy plus big problems with no solutions. We may have problems here in the good old USA, but we are programmed to fix things, at least in the America in which I grew up and practiced. Dr. Boyd. Doc, you're right. You're right. When you can pick up a newspaper or go to a website that is a news source in Canada, and you read about a hospital which is closed because they have run out of money before the fiscal year ended, and that's it. There's nothing else to do. They don't have an emergency fund. There's no rainy day fund. There's nothing except, well, the doors will be closed and the hospital will be closed. And it will reopen on the next day that particular province funds hospitals again. And until such time, it's closed. If you go to the United Kingdom and you want to go see your GP, you have to be on the phone first thing Monday morning. And if you don't make it in within the first hour that those phone lines are open, forget about it. You will wait until the next Monday to make your call. And don't think that they say, okay, we'll be here Wednesday at 2. They say, watch the post. You watch your mailbox. You will get a printed, written letter on paper from us telling you that your appointment has been confirmed. Oh, and don't forget that paper. You have to bring that with you. You're right. You won't get a bill, but you are already paying 50, 60, 70% or more on your marginal tax rate. Make no mistake, all that free stuff is really, really expensive. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right. There you have it. I'm working all of my Hanukkah magic as we speak. We got both songs in heavy rotation right now. All right. It is 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, those formerly scheduled snow showers, remember previously scheduled snow showers that were allegedly coming tomorrow? Now they're saying Sunday, and the latest thing I'm seeing right now is the potential of 1 inch of snow on Sunday. Okay. And I heard the traffic lady talking about the Powhite Parkway. I know Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, is trying to get a lot of stuff in about Central Virginia. Really, really, really studying hard and learning about all sorts of stuff. And I've heard him ask about some of the bests and the worsts. I haven't heard whether he has got a discussion yet or had a discussion yet about Powhite versus Powhite. Because if he hasn't, he needs to do that. Maybe I'll reach out to him. Will he be sleeping, Jerry? He'll be sleeping at 6 o'clock, won't he? Maybe I'll text him. But maybe if he hasn't done that, Powhite versus Powhite. And everybody's got an answer. And everybody's got a reason for their answer. And it's always a lot of fun. All right, let me take a look at the James River Air text line before I share some of this great audio with you. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I heard Charles Pyle mention that Reba Trammell is endorsing Michelle Mosby to take over that seat in the House of Delegates that Mike Jones has. Wow. I continue to remain concerned about Republicans not standing candidates in any of these special elections. Could you speak to Reba about it before you go on vacation? Yeah, we should probably do that, Germ. We can get her on real fast. Isn't that, but the Democrat primary is coming up like in an hour or something, right? I think that it's pretty doggone fast how they're going to do that. But yeah, we'll get Reba back on. Absolutely. 804, Mark says, Jeff, I was in the old guard escort to the president, and we escorted him with our left arm so we could draw our sword with our right hand to protect the lady. Absolutely. 804 Goochland says, Jeff, any update on the Christmas tree story time? Yes, 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 Gooch. Yes, absolutely. Here's what I can tell you. It will happen 1 week from tomorrow at 4 o'clock is when we'll kick it off. I don't even know how much time it takes me to tell that story. It seems to grow each year, doesn't it? So it could be a half hour. If I really honestly get into all of the details, and there are a lot of details with that story, I could take a little bit longer. But yes, Goochland, I can tell you that it will be 1 week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, 4 o'clock is when I am putting it in place. Okay, there you go. There you go. I will let you know other things. Well, here's another thing. The Blue Friday program that we normally do on the final Friday of each and every month. We're not doing it that way this month because I shan't be here on the final Friday of the month. And I still want to present, of course, our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. We never miss that opportunity. So we will also do that 1 week from tomorrow. Okay, please make sure you are aware of that. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I'm still seeing some other folks calling for snow tomorrow. What are you saying? Well, I'm looking at the National Weather Service and the Weather Channel in addition to what we're getting from 8 News. So I don't know. I'm just telling you on this one, the snow has been removed from tomorrow and placed in the Sunday category. I'll go over, take a look at 8 News again and see what they're saying, what Matt DiNardo, our chief meteorologist over there, is calling for. Maybe it's hopeful on my part, like wishful thinking, because I'm supposed to go out to that island in the middle of the James River at some point tomorrow. And I know if it's snowing, we can't do it because the video crew is from Florida, and apparently they themselves really are like very delicate little snowflakes. Yeah. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Punished. Last week, I was visiting the radio factory, and I told our afternoon crew, hey, guys and gals, since we couldn't get to go to the company Christmas party, the Radio Factory Christmas party was actually held last week what was it, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So clearly, those of us who were part of this little here afternoon adventure, we couldn't actually go to that. So I told the crew, I said, well, next week I'm just going to bring in stuff for everybody. I'm going to bring in lunch and desserts and treats, and it'll be great. So today, I was trying to get the menu items selected. One response apparently was, well, I'm already eating a big lunch. Another one was, I'm not hungry. And then other people were like, oh, yeah, was that today? And I thought, well, there you go. So Jeremy's assignment, because he really doesn't have enough to do when you think about it. He's only there like 18 hours a day. Come on, don't be such a slacker, dude. So now you got to go around. You have to get the lunch selections from our news crew and from you, because you comprise, the four of you comprise our afternoon adventure, and get them to me. And then I'm just bringing stuff. That's it. And if you choose not to eat it, tough. I don't care. I'd like you to eat it because it'll be good. That's all. All right. I have to give you a disclaimer. I've decided on The View. Hang on 1 second, please. I would urge you, please, take a sip of your beverage, whatever that beverage might be, because I'm going to share with you some clips from The View. It is it's just so disconcerting to realize that these folks are viewed as sources of news by some people. Let's take a listen here. Oh, why do you need to take a sip now? Well, it's a warning, because I do not want you, as you're listening to it, to then spit out your beverage either onto your laptop screen or onto your windshield and have some sort of calamity ensue. Cut number one, please.
Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few?
Well, they see you as the president, and they don't want to come here.
I have a great idea. I have a really good idea.
Okay.
Why doesn't he go to Norway and stay there? He loves it so much.
They won't let him in. They will not let him in.
That's true. I don't think they will.
No, they won't let him in.
Yeah, okay, so you know that last part, of course, is not true. She just made that up as she is wont to do. What do you think they're talking about when they say that? You're listening to them, right? All right, well, here's the payoff, and then I'll explain to you how it's unbelievably wrong. Cut number two.
Can we just talk for a second about the blatant racism, though?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Somalia and Norway? Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious that is what it is. And he doesn't even try to cover.
Taller people?
He doesn't even try to cover it up anymore.
No, he doesn't try.
I don't know if he tried to cover it up.
I think he did.
You know what the difference is between Somalia and Norway or Somalia and Sweden? Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, they're black people in Somalia and they're white people in Norway and Sweden. That's what the View ladies would have you believe, the yakking yentas. That's not the difference that he's talking about. The difference here is between a civilized functioning nation and an area of land that is consistently at war. Take a look at Somalia. You think Somalia is a well-put-together country right about now, functioning with a central government doing what it is supposed to do? No, it is comprised of various and sundry regions and territories, terrorist skirmishes, and a handful of warlords who have declared themselves to be in charge of this part or that part, but they all claim to be in charge of the whole damn thing. In other words, there's no organized government. It is in a continual, perpetual state of war. Sweden, Norway, very orderly governments. Now, you may not like the governments. They may be too far to the left. They may be too far to the side. I got it. But they're actual nations where there is a functioning government and both are at peace. That's the big difference here. So the ladies of The View can pitch this idea that it's all about race, but that's only for them. I think it is about race for them. I think they are such hateful bigots that that's all they ever see. Let's take one more listen. This is not a little piece of this. Cut number three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think he did. He did try to cover it up because remember when there was reporting coming out of the White House that he had called Haiti an S-hole country? He denied that. He said that he did not use that kind of language. And he tweeted about it and said that he did not say it. And, you know, as you know, my
husband... Let's go to the videotape.
Yeah, my husband's father was from Haiti. And so the Haitian community really was offended. I was offended. My family was offended. And I think everyone should be offended at the blatant xenophobia and racism that comes from the highest office in the United States. And the misogyny.
Everything.
And so now he's just openly embracing these words like garbage, like filth, like these
vermin.
And where
this
have we heard that? But where have we heard that language, Whoopi? We have heard that language in places, fascist places, where white supremacy has taken over the country. And to hear the people in the background saying, send her back, it was scary to me, actually. It was scary. And I don't want to live in a country where I'm afraid for myself and my children.
But every fascist government looks for a scapegoat. This is his scapegoat.
It's otherizing language.
Oh, gosh, you're scared? That's too bad, ma'am. I have a suggestion for you. Get over it. There you go. Take a lap. Well, you know, Haiti is not a, you know, Haiti's not a crap hole country. Really? Have you looked at Haiti? You have any idea what's going on in Haiti? Well, I have family from Haiti. That's great. Why is your family from Haiti no longer in Haiti? You know why? Because they looked around and said, oh my gosh, what a crap hole country this is. We're leaving. We'd like a better place to live. We'd like a better country. We're going to America. God bless them. Welcome. Be part of it. Take a look at Haiti. Look, you can take a look at Haiti from the air as you fly over that island. Remember, half of it is Haiti. Half of it is the Dominican Republic. It is the island of Hispaniola. Take a look over it. You can tell which side is which. The Dominican Republic has trees which are growing, and at night it has lights that are lit. Fly over Haiti. It is what it is. It is desolate at this point. It has been destroyed. Again, the Dominican Republic, stable governments in the DR. You may not like them. You may not like what they say, but it is a stable, consistent government. Haiti, consistently in some state of disarray with bosses, warlords, terrorists running the nation. This is not about race, except for the bigots who sit as hosts of The View. It is a very, very, very sad situation. Don't forget the James River Air text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hit me up anytime you want. I'm not telling you I'm going to read it or answer it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but if you're up then, you can send it. I'll be happy to take a look at it about, 12 hours afterwards. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, well, there you go. It's another Hanukkah tune. Look. Now, I am who I am. Just like Popeye, right? And I get it, but I got to be honest with you. Gang, if you're part of the tribe, our holiday tunes are just not comparing with things like Rudolph or White Christmas. Is there a reason? Yes, because most of our folks were actually writing the other songs. I get it. I'm just thinking we got to step up our game a little bit. We got 8 nights to do it, sure. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I did not heed your warning, and now I need to wash my windshield. See? Listen, let me explain this to you. Everything I do in this program is a public service. Lord knows we're not doing it for the cash, right? This is all to provide a service to the public. So when I provide you with a warning like that, you do need to heat it. Let me do this. Hang on, because I have a tiny little clip. Hold on. Take a sip of your beverage now, because we do have one final little clip from the Yakking Yentas of The View, cut number four.
And this is why all the people you would like to have come here are not going to come here, because they don't want to be under a dictatorship.
Well, why should they come? They have everything going for them in Norway.
Yeah.
In Norway, you have high-quality universal health care, a strong safety net. The gun laws in Norway.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, look, they do go on, and they prattle incoherently and babble like nobody's business, but I just thought, you know. It is Friday Eve, so why subject you to more than 18 seconds of stupidity? When I can subject you to 1 minute and 25 seconds right now from the new incoming mayor of New York, the mayor-elect, Moron Zamdani. He has advice for criminals, for illegal aliens. Cut number 5.
Last weekend, ICE attempted to raid Canal Street and detain our immigrant neighbors. As mayor, I'll protect the rights of every single New Yorker, and that includes the more than 3 million immigrants who call this city their home. But we can all stand up to ICE if you know your rights. If you encounter ICE, these are the things that every New Yorker should know. First, ICE cannot enter into private spaces like your home, school, or a private area of your workplace without a judicial warrant signed by a judge. That looks like this. ICE does not have a judicial warrant signed by a judge. You have the right to say, I do not consent to entry, and the right to keep your door closed. Sometimes ICE will show you paperwork that looks like this and tell you that they have the right to arrest you. That is false. ICE is legally allowed to lie to you, but you have the right to remain silent. If you're being detained, you may always ask, am I free to go, repeatedly, until they answer you. You are legally allowed to film ICE, as long as you do not interfere with an arrest. It is important to remain calm during any interaction with ICE or law enforcement. Do not impede their investigation, resist arrest, or run. One last thing. New Yorkers have a constitutional right to protest. And when I'm mayor, we will protect that right. New York will always welcome immigrants. And I will fight each and every day to protect, support, and celebrate our immigrant brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Just so we're all clear, he does what all of the good leftists do. He conflates immigrant with illegal immigrants, with illegal alien. Now, it's done by design. It is done intentionally. But it is going to get... It's going to be really, really interesting to see how it all plays out. I actually have a good announcement for you. Coming up on Monday, December the 22nd, Paul Diana, who you know is a former police officer out of D.C., now he has his big food truck, PRD Concessions, and he goes around. He has these great benefits for all sorts of community groups. He is stepping up to the plate. He asked me after he had already gotten approval if he could do one of his fundraisers to help us out with our Lieutenant Jan McTiernan Blue Friday honor. And I said, well, sure. So Paul is going to be set up at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. You heard me right. You cannot help but pass by there. He's going to have his award-winning Brunswick stew and the chili. 50% of that's going to help out our Lieutenant Jan McTiernan Blue Friday honorees. So it is Monday, December the 22nd, from like 8, 9 in the morning until 7, 8 at night. Stop by and see Paul, get something yummy to eat. I promised him I would be dropping by for sure. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., listen to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.